I want to have a congressional campaign committee in Brooklyn. And I want these fellows out of work.
Well, I'm
most of you don't have a problem.
I'm going to pitch in, baby.
Appreciate it.
Just come here and get you a souvenir, will you?
Appreciate it very much.
Give to your wife. Give her one of them.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lyle.
Yeah, you stay in touch with me, all right? Hello?
George Reedy on 90.
Yeah.
I'm just getting set to a brief. None of the stuff that I've had is ready yet, but I can use this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to give them that National Security Council meeting at 12:15.
All right.
And Buzz, I understand that Buzz is working on a script for the Thursday meeting. That is these educators.
Yeah.
If that has been approved, I think it'd be a good one to get off our hands.
I haven't seen it. I didn't even know he's working on one. You mean release them the script now?
No, but just tell them the meeting will be held.
Well, I saw the morning paper where we said it had and told how we were going to handle it, all about it.
Yeah, but all the press office has said is that we have no information. When the information is here, it will be available.
Where do they get the rest, Rick?
They're getting it from these school superintendents, the one up in New York.
No, this is quoting the White House this morning.
Well, they sure aren't quoting it out of this office.
Are you sure?
Positive. I'm absolutely positive on it. I put the tight lid on it.
Mm.
But what started was these educators. The superintendent of New York just picked up the phone and called every paper in New York as soon as he got the telegram.
Mm.
So I think it would be good now if we just said that they're going to meet here at whatever the time is and that they're going to discuss a broad range of subjects with them, including education and the various problems as you see them. This is just one of a series of meetings that you're holding with educators, with businessmen, with labor men, with community groups, with...
Well, I think it'd be good to look at that memorandum before you do that Dr. Goldman...
Yes, that's a fine memorandum.
Get it and read it so that you can tell them that that's what we have in schools and colleges, and there'll be at different times. You don't know when the college will be in, but we'll do it. And I don't know if we haven't got many acceptances. See, we might not go through this thing. Have you checked the acceptances?
No, sir.
We don't
not.
Think we ought to before we
I'll
cut the
ground
here. See if they how they come in, because I don't want to. If we called it off, I don't want you to mess it up by getting
right.
us out.
Right, I'll check that first, sir.
I wouldn't announce it unless I had to. If they shoved me in the corner with it, though, I guess I'd go on and tell them what Goldman says and tell them that, that we'll be talking to school leaders and college leaders about their dropouts.
Has Jack discussed a date with you on the Goldman proposal?
Yeah. Yeah. They gave me some date. I don't remember what it was. I looked at my night reading. But I don't want you to announce Goldman's. I'm just saying to get the material out of his, get the material out of his to talk about this meeting. So you can kind of get a... I want you to get stay away from the civil rights thing.
That's what I'm trying to do, sir. On the Goldman thing, I don't want to announce that because I want to announce that as a full story. That is a damn good story if we announce it right and full-blown and have everything set up. This one Thursday is pretty routine, right?
Well, it won't be if they get out the idea that we're cutting off aid to all these schools and that we're calling them in here to make them obey the Civil Rights Act, stuff like that.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get around. I want to point out different things. We're going to talk about dropouts. We're going to talk about whatever else that we can. Our relationship with them. Talk about the poverty program, work projects in the schools, dropouts, work projects, and countryside, improving the parks and recreations and things of that kind. Kind of a great society, that part of it.
Right.
And. Okay.
Okay, sir.